Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, I'm your host, Avi Goldhawk, and you know, I always get into a little bit of a doozy when I have a guest that's coming on the show, and the guest is so talented in many different areas of real estate. And, you know, we talk a little bit about the show, and we talk a little bit about a little bit before the show, and she could talk about pretty much anything. I love her to death. She's amazing. I'm like, hey, what do you want to talk about? All right? What is it possibly that we can inspire our listeners to do, or some actions they can take, or something they can consider, or whatever? And I asked her very, 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 very simply, "Hey, Lauren, what would you like to talk about today? Right? Like, what do you feel is going on? Like, what?" And she's like, "Whatever." And so my claim to fame is this: I am the one guy I feel that has now taken one word, whatever, in fact, seven letters, and we're going to give you an awesome show about real estate investing. And that's what I'm most excited to talk about today, real estate investing. It doesn't matter if you are just starting out. It doesn't matter if you're a pro. It doesn't matter, and nothing. All of this, everything that Lauren and I are going to talk about today, will have some type of impact in your real estate investing business, your investing mindset, or even if you choose to listen to this and you're listening to it online on thinkrealty.com/radio and you're like, hey, you know what? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm watching a TV show that has something to do with real estate, and I'm going to get some real information from Avi and Lauren right now, then this show is going to blow your mind. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've known Lauren Taylor for quite a while. We actually met at an industry conference called IMN. A little while ago, I think this was maybe two and a half years ago, and we're kind of bouncing some ideas back and forth for a while, and we started a podcast that was a lot of fun, and she has since then grown tremendously. She has her own brokerage. She recently onboarded a client, and now she's managing a lot of properties. She's an expert real estate agent. I feel she's an expert real estate investor. She understands markets. She understands trends. She is a data geek. So if you ever have a chance, if you can ever catch her at a conference, she's probably one that you want to connect with for at least a few minutes, because she's a ninja in the real estate world. She understands data, she understands numbers, and she understands how to implement all of it, because that's what she's doing. So a couple of things. I want you to go check her out. She's on LinkedIn, she's on Twitter, she's on Instagram, all that stuff, yada yada. But the best place to go check her out online is go to CapAven, CAPAVEN.com, CapAven. It's a super cool initiative. She's going to tell you all about it. And in today's show, we're going to talk about getting started with real estate investing, where we are in the market, how real estate agents can get involved in the investing world. Yes, you real estate agents, I'm talking directly to you. There, you have so many more tools, and it's crazy to me how much more access you have than me. and you might be thinking about getting involved in real estate, you should be head over heels for real estate. Your heart should be pounding to get involved in real estate. And so that's what Lauren and I expect to do for you today, is to get that heart pounding, to get that blood moving around a little bit so that you can take action and you can dominate 2018 with investing in real estate. And again, it doesn't matter if you're a business owner or a businesswoman, businessman, startup, entrepreneur, doesn't matter. You can have a tech startup with a .co domain. Who cares? You need to have real estate as a part of your portfolio. And hopefully, this show will encourage you to do so. All right, here we go. I'm going to bring my good friend, mentor, and data geek head on the air, Lauren Taylor. Are you with me?
Hey, Avi. You always make me sound so impressive.
Well, you are impressive. You sound
like
impressive.
I need for you to just follow me around and like be like a voice that kind of introduces me to other people. So it'll be like, wow, she's super impressive.
Right. I'll make sure to give everybody a 5-minute introduction before you even have to say a word. That would be funny. You need your own little theme song. I'll just do a voiceover MP3 and you can just like grab one of those 80s style boom boxes and just carry it around with you and be like, excuse me, you're meeting me for the first time. Here you go. Click play. Like that.
That would be amazing. Because we're on the radio now, so people don't know that I'm just sitting here in silence while you talk all these wonderful things about me.
Very good point. Very good point. Well, I mean, the difference between you and I think that one of the biggest differences is I have a face for radio and you actually have a face for real life, which is tremendously more impressive than, you know, me being shacked up in a studio for 8 hours on a day, 8 hours a day, just like recording awesome content for everybody. But then you could be like the person that spreads the, anyway, I do have a question for you before we start the show. It's super, super easy. And you can be as dramatic, like a keyword, dramatic as you want. Are you Lauren Taylor in a real estate of mind?
I am completely in the real estate of mind.
And I think you're one to like actually, you know, there are folks that will say that. And, you know, I would have expected more drama from you for sure. But like, I feel you live it like every single day. You get Google alerts. You get all this stuff. You read. I don't know how many articles you read, but you're like so up to date on the housing stats, what's going on in the market. You're plugged into institutional. You're plugged into the average Sally, average Joe, and you just know it all. So there's so much here to talk about, but let's just start off with a really easy question. Who is Lauren Taylor and what does she do?
Yeah, so I have been in the real estate business or industry for going on 12 years now. So I'm getting on up there. I actually started in preservation, which is a really fancy way of saying that I cleaned out dirty foreclosures. That's how I got into the business. Right up around when the market crashed is when I jumped into preservation. We scaled that out to cover 3 states, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. And it was good timing at first until the market really went down, and then there became like over competition in preservation. We used to joke and say that anyone that had a lawnmower and a trailer became a preservation worker. So pricing competition, which happens in real estate in different industries all the time, ended up making it where it was very difficult to run a business in that industry at scale. About a year into having that business, luckily, I got my real estate license. I knew a bunch of asset managers and banks, and so I thought it was a logical progression. I would do REO properties, which I did. I sold REOs at the beginning of my real estate career, and I hated it. It wasn't terrible. It was just boring. I didn't feel challenged. I was basically doing the same thing I was doing with preservation, which is order taking and putting a sign in a yard and sitting back and waiting while I did paperwork. So I wanted something that was a little more challenging. I started doing some of my own real estate investing because I was around so many REOs that were, you know, kind of good opportunities. And so I could see that those opportunities were only going to be around for a short period of time. So I started doing some of my own flips and some of started looking at rental properties and started working with some local investors and working with local kind of mom and pop investors. That's really the lifeblood of, so all the people that are listening to the show, mom and pop investors are really the lifeblood of all real estate investing. You do have large institutional funds now and larger companies now, but the majority of investing comes from your local people in most cases.
And with that, we have to go to break. Think Realty listeners, here's what you got to do. Go to thinkrealty.com if you want to get in touch, or just go to Instagram at Abhi Golhar. We'll be right back.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5Arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5Arch.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need more free time to scale and grow your business while saving money and freeing up time? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500 from SecurePay One. SecurePay One, the landlord helper, can field calls from residents, handle day-to-day issues, software, legal, and payments. Visit mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy session with the SecurePay One team. Sign up at mylandlordhelper.com.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th at the Marriott Inner Harbor at Camden Yards. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. Limited early bird tickets, just $45. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. My guest today is my very good friend, Lauren Taylor. She's a real estate ninja. It's so much fun to always talk to her. I used to do it on my previous show, and it's you know, we go back and forth a lot about different markets, different strategies, how folks can get involved in real estate investing. One of the best ways to start is to go to thinkrealty.com, quite frankly, .com, actually. It's a new domain, Q-U-O-M. Absolutely wrong. It's thinkrealty.com. And I've done a lot of training videos on the site, everything from wholesaling to how do you analyze the numbers behind a flip, behind a rental, how do you look at property management, how do you look at different capital, right? You want the right bank financing, you want the right hard money lenders to get involved in your project, especially if you're just starting out. So I've done a lot of these awesome training videos, and I need you to go out there, go to thinkrealty.com, register, use the code name Abhi, A-B-H-I, and start watching some of these things and start learning and then asking me questions. So it's going to be super fun. I'm going to have – eventually, I'm working on a phone number that everybody can just text their question to. But right now, also, you can just go to Instagram at Abhi Golhar. And if you don't know how to spell my name, quite frankly, just go to Google and then it will autocorrect. That's what I've tried on my own name, and it works out fairly well. So Lauren, before the break, we were talking a little bit about the mom and pa in the SFR world, in the single family rental world. And you mentioned that the mom and pops of the world are the lifeblood of the business. And so that kind of begs the question, then the next question for me is, how do I get started in the SFR world, right? I like the passive investing. I'm interested in cash flow. I'm interested in real estate. I want to grow a little bit of a portfolio. I want to grow the legacy assets, if you will. How do I get started?
Yeah, so I think that there is a, fortunately now, I think there's a lot of ways that you can get started in real estate. We actually do a lot of different programs for first-time investors who are trying to get in. That can be kind of partnering on deals with other investors. So you have to have something really to bring to the table if that's the case. That's really how I got started. Was I learned as much as I could so that I could bring value in terms of identifying assets and helping someone who did have the capital but didn't have the knowledge, and we could partner on things. That's really how I got started. And one of the reasons why I got my license was that while I was helping others identify properties or opportunities, then I could get paid on that, and then I could take that money that I made and then put it back into investing for myself. For those of you out there that don't want to get your license, or you know, you kind of have a full-time job and you're looking elsewhere, luckily there's a lot of lenders that do specialty products. I know Abhi and I are both of the mindset that we hate the no money required mindset of investing. I think that you do have to plan, and you do need to put a plan in place that you can start saving enough money to put down on a loan if you're going to use a loan, or build your knowledge base and be able to bring value and partner with someone. Some of you out there are lucky enough that you do have disposable capital. And in that case, if you aren't, if you have the capital and you're not really educated as of yet on what type of properties you should be investing in or how to identify opportunities, then you need to find someone like us, people who know the industry really well and can guide you in the right direction. I think most people get burned because they just try to start without any help. They think they can do it all on their own.
No, I completely agree with you. I mean, I think at the end of the day, understanding what partnerships can bring you and getting educated is totally, totally, totally of the utmost importance when it comes to real estate investing, because one wrong move in the beginning and it could totally be deflating for somebody that's new, whether it's a veteran in the business world that's just, you know, that he or she's dominated the equities, you've done well, you have a nice retirement account, but now at the end of the day, you're looking at real estate, you want to get in, you want to have some fun, but you really need to understand what that entails. So I agree. I think finding the right partnerships is important. You and I also, for the longest time, whichever conferences that we attend together, we also talk about education, right? And that's what I love that Think Realty is all about, having the right education. So outside of the videos, outside of the print magazine that you can pick up at Barnes & Noble, shameless plug, by the way, I know. Outside of the radio, outside of the soon-to-come podcast, outside of all the things that Think Realty can offer you from an education perspective, I know one thing, Lauren, that you've been a huge proponent of is actually getting your real estate agent's license and working with real estate agents if you're just starting out. Can you talk to that a little bit? Because I think your thought process on this is just stellar.
Yeah, I think there's been an overall misconception of quote-unquote realtors or real estate agents in markets, because honestly, you do have to be prepared with the right information to ask the right questions so that you know that you're working with someone who actually has a knowledge base that can be helpful to you, because not all agents are equal. That's actually the theme of my brokerage firm. Agents have different specialties. They're good at different things. Whenever you get your real estate license, you can do any type of real estate that exists. I could do industrial properties or lease commercial space or sell houses or work with investors. But you really need to identify agents who have spent the time, and there are great agents out there that have, that understand the local market, because local market knowledge is something that is irreplaceable. No matter how good our algorithms get, no matter how good our technology gets, you'll never be able to truly replace someone on the ground, in the field, who really understands what's going on in the local market. And that takes, I'm probably overly excessive in terms of my desire to know everything about my market and other submarkets and, you know, trends nationally. But you at least need someone who knows how to look at investments from the right perspective. And in terms of people getting their license, what that does for them is it allows them to have access to more information. When you have access to the MLS, I can do more in-depth research to find out what's really going on and how different areas of a particular market are trending or performing that I can't get from places like Zillow or other websites.
I completely agree. I mean, local knowledge is so, so, so critical. I mean, you hit a bunch of different points there, and I agree with them all. If you don't have local knowledge, you're really not doing your own investing future any service, right? You're actually doing it a disservice by not learning as much as you can about your market. And ultimately, I think for me, if I don't have that info, then why even start investing? And if I'm not willing to get educated by, say, going to thinkrealty.com and watching all the videos, and if I'm so inclined to becoming a real estate agent and getting my knowledge, my vocabulary up to speed, especially if I'm just starting out, man, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Then that could be a potential disaster when I'm actually looking at opportunity. So getting educated at the end of the day is super important, and understanding yourself and your investment personality. That's what's coming up next on Think Realty Radio. My guest today is Lauren Taylor of CapAven. Go check her out at CapAven.com. Got questions for me? Do so on Instagram at Abhi Golhar, or check me out at ThinkRealty.com. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's Abhi, and I'm back. I'm back with my guest, Lauren Taylor from Capaven. We're about to start talking a little bit about investment personality. Okay, it's kind of interesting to me, the conversations that I have with folks at Think Realty and at some of the conferences, and when Lauren and I are on panels, and we start talking about what it means to be an investor and the personality that you have and the personality that you need to start investing. So I wanted to get some of Lauren's thoughts on that, because for me, I have a kind of a different way of explaining it. You know, for me, I always think about it. Are you a Star Trek Voyager fan, or are you like a Wheel of Fortune Jeopardy fan? Like, my mom, she loves Wheel of Fortune. She knows what's going to happen in the beginning, the middle, the end. I, for example, I'm a Trekkie. Right, I know you were thinking, you're like, oh my gosh, he's a Trekkie, I'm a Trekkie. So I like the suspense, I like the action, I like the adventure. So I'm probably inclined to take a little bit more risk. So that's just kind of a guiding tool that I like to use, and then you can kind of get in depth a little bit more. But understanding your investment personality is so crucial, especially when you're just getting started, or if you're looking at building a portfolio, because that tweaks your buying criteria, that tweaks the amount of risk that you're going to take, and it also says, hey, you know what? I might be or may not be able to expand out of my home market into different markets and invest remotely. So I get a lot of questions from investors, say, from California, and a lot of them will tell me, well, hey, you know, but they'll ask, well, hey, I'm in California. Do you have anything in LA, or do you have anything in San Francisco, or do you have anything in San Diego? I'm like, not really, but what types of yields are you looking for? Because if you're looking for a little bit of a higher rate of return, then you might want to check out the Southeast. You might want to check out the Midwest, areas like a little outside of Atlanta or Indianapolis or Columbus, Ohio, or a little north of Detroit, Michigan. So these types of things and these opportunities will come to you, but you need to understand yourself first. Lauren, tell us a little bit about how you discovered your investment personality and what that means to you.
Yeah, so I really, like I was saying before, I got into kind of helping the local mom and pop investors, and then right about that time is when single family institutional funds became a thing. Before the crash, they didn't exist because the housing market wasn't conducive for that scale of investment in single family homes. So I kind of became obsessed with that side of the business. I liked the scalability of it. And I, as Abhi kind of mentioned before, I'm kind of a numbers nerd. So
geek.
I really liked the ability to be able to look at something that's so much bigger. And when you're looking at large portfolios of single family properties, there's a lot of intrinsic, very granular underwriting that has to go into place. So that kind of became my obsession and has continued to be my obsession, I would say, in terms of servicing funds. That's kind of where I started. I stalked out my first fund about 8 years ago or so. And ever since then, it's been me building portfolios for clients or consulting clients on structuring a single family portfolio. And I would do these for typically what we call baby funds, which are like sub $100 million funds that aren't at scale. They are also ones that would be interested in a market like Columbia, South Carolina. As I went through that progression, and worked with a lot of different clients and funds of different sizes, I made a decision that we were going to kind of go off on our own. And last year we launched our brokerage company, we launched our management division, and we launched Capaven, which is the parent company that will go into capital raise for our own fund going into this year. So it was a progression of really loving everything about SFR in general. I do some flip stuff. We have clients that we service flips for, but I would have to say that my my passion is in income producing properties. That's kind of my biggest forte. Even though I've done commercial flips and residential flips and all different types of investing, I would say that's where my heart ended up being with institutional.
So why rentals versus flips, and why flips versus rentals, right? Like, there's so much of an appeal to flip property. There's the appeal is tremendous, right? You take a property, it looks like crap. Then you renovate it, make it look better, sell it for a higher price. You make the money. You make the money as the spread in between. And holy cow, right? You can do that over and over and over and over and over again. Why then the appeal only to investment property, where say cash flow is at best 200, you know, maybe $175, 200, 225, 250 a month net? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a place for both. And we've talked about this before on different shows and on the podcast. And I think you need to be diversified. So I don't want to put all of my eggs into flipping. And I don't want to put all of my eggs into rentals, necessarily. I need to have some type of diversification because ask a bunch of investors who were a part of the last crash, who were, you know, just flipping. That was when we always say, when flipping gets sexy, be careful.
That's right.
And it is right now.
Wait, no, so, it's not. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a familiar feeling where you think, I've seen this before, and that thing, I'm definitely not a doomsayer, and I think that, you know, we're in an okay place now, but I would never want your risk to be that imbalanced. And in most cases, when someone is taking all of their capital and they're putting it only into flips and they have several projects running at once, if a market correction were to happen, then you're stuck holding the bag, which can be very dangerous. So on our flips, what we do is we target properties that we could very easily transition into a rental if it didn't go the way that we thought it was going to. I like the idea of buying something, renovating it, making it better, buying it at a where I have some type of premium or spread in the property and bank on some longer-term appreciation and then put a renter in there for some cash flow. That's what attracts me, I think, the most to income-producing properties. But I do, like I said, like some diversification. And I obviously, like everyone else, I like the quick money that comes from flipping.
No, I'm totally...
It's done right.
Yeah, I, if done right, there's a good amount of money that can be made in flipping for sure. And I do want to talk about what you just said about transitioning to a rental if the flip doesn't go as planned. But we're going to break. So think Realty listeners, geez, where's my – I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. That's kind of what's happening. Lauren, I think you're going to have to do the rest of the show for me. Just kidding. Think Realty listeners, here's what you got to do. Go give Lauren some love. Go to capaven.com, CAPAVEN.com. See what she's up to, both on the brokerage side and the management side. It's really, really, really good stuff. And if you have questions for me, hit me up on Instagram at Abhi Golhar or find me on thinkrealty.com. Check out all the training videos I've done, too. I really have a face for radio. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers, all exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com.
It's a real estate of mind.
Hey, it's Major Dan Rooney. I'm an Air Force fighter pilot, PGA professional, and CEO and founder of the Folds of Honor Foundation. We are a nonprofit. Our sole mission is to provide educational scholarships to spouses and children of our fallen and disabled service members. To date, we have awarded nearly 16,000 scholarships, but the need is still great with millions of unfunded requests. Help us honor their sacrifice by educating their legacy. Visit foldsofhonor.org for more information.
Protecting your investment property isn't an easy task. It takes knowing what to do and doing it. Thankfully, Affinity Loss Prevention Services provides education to keep your losses at a minimum and your property safe. Sign up for the monthly Affinity LPS newsletter and receive seasonally relevant updates on things that could impact your investment. Affinity LPS also offers discounts on home safety products like Stovetop Fire Stop and the Tattletale Portable Alarm. Protect your investment at AffinityLPS.com.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454. 888-741-8454.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty listeners, I'm your host, Avi Goldhawk, and we're back and we're on the home stretch. My guest today is Lauren Taylor of Cap Haven. It's a brokerage, it's a management firm, it's everything that you need to get geeked out about real estate investing, because guess what? She's on the air with me today, talking a little bit about where the market is headed and also continuing the conversation of if you find a flip property and it doesn't go as well as you wanted it to or as well as planned, it should be able to transition to a rental property to buy and hold at least for maybe a year, year and a half or two while you get situated, maybe until the market goes back up, until the market kind of corrects in your favor, and then be able to sell it off. Lauren, can you talk to me a little bit about that? Because I love what you said. I think that's a great exit strategy or potential strategy in the event of cataclysmic disaster. And then later, I want to get your thoughts on the market because you have a crystal ball and I have a freaking snow globe. The snow globe doesn't want to turn into a crystal ball. It just shakes and makes me happy. So talk a little bit about that. If I have a flip that's going on and I'm all in, say, at 140, 150, why should it matter that I can transition it to a rental?
Mainly because you don't want to be caught holding the bag. And if you ever want to really give yourself a good reason for that, go back and listen to or talk to some people who had that happen to them during the crash. If you talk to a lot of people who were, and I'm sure you know a lot of them, I do too, who were in a position where they were flipping a bunch of properties at once and then the market crashed and they got caught with all of these properties that they couldn't sell because the market had fallen to rentals. But for whatever reason, a lot of investors weren't looking at it that way. So a lot of them just ended up losing the homes or filing bankruptcy. So we want to have a strategic plan in place to know that whatever the investment amount is that we're putting into the property, that we can then also be able to put a renter in and it will cover the cost for an extended period of time. So if you're $150,000 in, if I've got debt servicing on that, what is my debt servicing on that? And can I get enough rent that will cover whatever my debt servicing is plus my expenses, CapEx and, you know, deferred maintenance, all of that stuff. So we want to look at it from a wide array of different lenses.
And I think that's a really safe move. Right. Like if I'm just getting into real estate investing and I'm thinking to myself, well, gee whiz, you know, I like this flip. I think it's a great idea. But what's the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario is something goes wrong with the flip. I need to be able to rent it. What are some of these numbers then that you look at in order to make sure that it's that if it goes, if there's something that goes wrong, that it can still rent? What I mean is there a specific price point, your all-in cost that you want to be ranging between to find that ideal kind of sweet spot for flips to rentals?
Yeah, I think from my perspective, it's going to be very market specific. So if you were in my local market, which is Columbia, and in Columbia, we're going to be a much lower price point or all in. So I'm not going to want to target anything that's over like the $130,000 price point in the majority of cases, just because our rental market does not support really high rents. So if I buy something that, you know, is a higher end flip, then I have to be prepared for the fact that I can't really get a premium on the rent like I could in somewhere like Atlanta or in Dallas or a larger market, because my market isn't conducive for that. So that really all ties back into, do we understand what our local market is doing? And like I said before, if you aren't really familiar with the trends or average rent ranges or anything like that within your market, then you really need to work with someone locally that can help make you aware of what a safe spot is.
I'm with you. I mean, for me, when I in Atlanta, I like buying anywhere between your $90,000 and $140,000, $150,000. I like my all-in to be right roughly around there. What I mean by my all-in is my acquisition for the property, my closing costs, my renovation costs, my interest carry. All of that must be no more than $140,000 to $150,000. And In the event that my flip doesn't go as planned or my renovation just stops for some reason, then I can always transition that to a rental. At least that's kind of what's been working for me. So I really like that. Where do you think, because you have such an awesome pulse on the market, where do you think the market is headed? Because I interview a lot of folks every single day. I hear, you know, I hear prayers of, oh, I want it to correct a little bit because then I have more buying opportunities. And then, hey, you know what? If it's not going to go down, it's probably going to keep going up. Where do you think the market is right now?
I am typically one to always feel like you should be consciously aware of what's going on around you. And I like to track market patterns, and we have a lot of market indicators, in my opinion, right now that indicate that the market is behaving in not so safe ways. For example, we've seen a lot of home price appreciation, and the market has started to go up again in terms of now we have less inventory, we have less days on market, you're not seeing as many foreclosures come through the system. And all of those things seem like positive aspects. But when we look at has there been real job growth or wage growth or anything from an economic standpoint that could support the fact that we've seen such growth in real estate over the past several years, then that begins to make me feel a little nervous. Now, anytime that we have this conversation, I think I'm always one that wants to preface it by saying that all markets are good markets for real estate. It does not matter if it is at a high of high or a low of low. There's always an opportunity. So there's never any reason to be afraid of a market correction. The only thing that you need to be afraid of is that you don't know that it's coming. So you want to be cautiously aware of the fact that the market does look a little fishy right now, and a lot of the economic indicators and appreciation that we're seeing that is outside of the realm of what it technically should be gives me pause and makes me want to be more trying to think of the right word, more cautious
in
the properties that I buy, because I want to be prepared for if something does happen. I think we've been saying this for a few years now that we feel like it's coming, and it just keeps going up. So I'm not sure if, you know, we could be completely wrong, but in my opinion, I think we've got to be close to some form of correction.
No, totally agree. And with that, we have to end the show. I do believe cautious investing, eyes wide open, is a really, really, really important way to go. And pay attention to what's happening around you. And that's why having boots on ground, having a local agent walk you through the streets, walk you through the neighborhoods to understand exactly what's going on is very, very important. Lauren, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks, Bobby.
If you want to get in touch with her and her team, go to caphaven.com, CAPAVEN.com, caphaven.com. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or just head on over to Instagram at Abhi Golhar. I'm also on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on Facebook, pretty much everywhere. If you want to find me personally outside of Instagram because you don't like social media, then go to abhigolhar.com. It's where I live. Until next time, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV on your time. Biz Talk Radio.